In making the selection of speeches for the two volumes, we were guided by the idea of world's classics. We wanted to pick speeches that were great examples of oratory by the master orator. So we tended to pick the speeches which are the best known and which have been the most read and studied through the centuries. We then had to decide how these were going to be divided into volumes, and the obvious distinction to make was between defence speeches, five speeches in which Cicero is always speaking for defence, and, on the other hand, political speeches. The speeches in political speeches are more varied than the speeches in the defence speeches volume, because they consist of speeches to the Senate, speeches to the people, but also Cicero's only surviving prosecution, his prosecution of Verres, who had been a governor of Sicily. Cicero gave a number of speeches in his prosecution of Verres, and two of these have been included in the political speeches volume. These are not technically political speeches, because they're technically forensic speeches, speeches given in a court. Political speeches, technically, are deliberative speeches, speeches made to assemblies that have to make a decision of some kind. But nevertheless, we decided to include Cicero's only prosecution in the political speeches collection, and the speeches in which he prosecutes Verres are strongly political in tone.